This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. Tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Tass, one of our Joy ambassadors and our favourite elected Lord Mayor, Sally Capp, joins us in the studio. Sally.
Good morning, good morning. Very excited to be here for a big day of fundraising.
Great to have you back in the studio, Sally.
It is.
Really
feels
good to see
normal,
you.
Feels normal, doesn't it? It's lovely.
Yeah.
And looking so well.
Looking radiant.
Well, it's very hot in here.
Now, Sally, I happened to be in town for dinner last night.
Yes.
And we drove, which is unusual. We ordinarily drive into town, but we drove, use public transport, but we actually drove last night. I couldn't believe how alive the city was. In fact, there were traffic jams everywhere. There were queues of people. There was people everywhere. There was light, music, noise. It was fantastic.
It's so good.
Is that your
it?
Experience
it's
of the city?
It's heartwarming. Mm. It is. And in fact, our weekend foot traffic and evenings is basically back at pre-pandemic levels,
oh, wow.
Which is fantastic. Wow. And some parts of the city, like Lygon Street, really are having a renaissance. So their foot traffic is regularly 110% of pre-pandemic levels. So it is a fantastic outcome. Of course, the event schedule that's underway is reinforces our status as the events, arts and cultural capital of Australia. And it's been helping move that COVID caution to COVID confidence. And we're seeing that with the foot traffic lifting. Our big challenge now is weekdays.
So what's happening during the week?
Well, we are starting to see what I call the new rhythm of the city. There's no doubt that the pandemic and the move to more flexible working really has been normalised.
So is that the WTF, and that means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, where people are choosing 3 days a week?
I've been in trouble for these acronyms before on this show, I think, because no, but it is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's what we're seeing. We are seeing
people are doing the sort of work from home Monday.
I like
Friday.
The WTF better.
and it's good on Wednesdays and Thursdays. We're at about 70-75%. That's really encouraging. Tuesdays are at about 65%, but Mondays and Fridays are down at the 50% level. And it's an adjustment as well, because Friday used to be our busiest day, our biggest spending day in the city. And of course, for traders and people making decisions, yeah, we're still in that state of transition. So it's pretty tough out there, but we're grateful for every single extra person that comes into the city. So thank you.
I think one of the challenges has been yourself and...
I'm a challenge.
No. One of the challenges has been getting people to come back into the office, and yourself and Ross McEwen from NAB. And I certainly am an advocate of that. So if people want to attack that idea, they can attack me. Reality is we need to get people back into the offices. And once that happens, then all the traders that, you know, that serve, and I was going to say feed off, but feed and water those people and the small shops, they will then start to come back. We can't just rely on, you know, people coming in for a bit of a look and stuff. We actually need people to be back in. So how's that progressing, Sal? Do you have any handle on any of the numbers?
Well, we're really lucky in the city of Melbourne. We've come to understand it's quite a distinguishing feature that we're a central business district, but we are also a central entertainment district. Yeah. And that's quite different to many of the other capital cities around Australia.
And residential?
We're definitely adding residential, so a great place to live. And all of those are symbiotic as well. You know, they really complement each other. And so we have really focused on that return of visitors, as I said, and it is now return to workplace. For so many organisations, they're still working out their new rhythm. It's quite individual, both for a person, but also organisations are different. They'll have a different a beat. Some of them have reverted very quickly. I know at the City of Melbourne, for example, we've got great numbers every day, as you could imagine, and we're really, our entire team have signed on to showing leadership on this return to workplace. But of course, we understand that negotiating individual flexible working arrangements is important as well. It has been normalised. Let's embrace it. It's something we've talked about for my entire working career.
I think it is the new norm, actually. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. I'm hearing from a number of employers that they're finding it difficult to get everybody back into the office. And as they're encouraging people back into the office, there's resistance from staff teams. And so the best way to deal with it is via negotiation. You're absolutely right. And the rhythm will be different. It will change. Now, there's a bit of work happening around sort of building that twilight economy. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I just love this idea. It's come from our Nighttime Economy Advisory Committee and our chairman of the night, James Young, who leads that group. And they're really identifying that if we can deliver more activities and keep people from work into twilight and then into the evening, it's going to make a massive difference. So currently working on what are those sorts of transition activities, and we're really hoping it's a variety of things. It's not always just about food and drink. I mean, for a lot of us, that is important and the number one thing, but it's music and it's activities for families, because it's a great time for them to come in, is come in early, go home early. It is looking at shows. Can they start earlier? It's looking at smaller bites. Of course, the Comedy Festival is on at the moment and they'd love to run a program all year round and have those shows. You pop in for a quick laugh after work. Activating Fed Square and wonderful spaces like that are important too. So that investigation and exploration, if you like, of how we could extend activities earlier into the twilight and really keep people in the city is important, and I think it's brilliant.
Fantastic. Now Macca, we've had another donation.
Oh, yes.
$20 received from Mel, and they say Tanya is a great supporter of Prince and plays great songs. Her jokes could improve, but we still love her. LOL.
There you go.
Thank you, Mel.
It's really important. Every dollar that is donated today.
Oh, my God, another donation.
Another
Macca.
Donation.
Alistair, $1,000.
Yes.
Message added by donor. Macca, would you please play more Bananarama? I don't even think Macca knows who Bananarama is.
Yes. Another $1,000 will do it.
Okay, Alistair, there's your bet. For another $1,000, we will do it.
Will we?
Yeah, we'll play some Bananarama.
Okay.
Can you source a Bananarama track, please? Thanks,
so,
Paul.
So we've got a question here, Sal. Let me just find it. Here we go. I know the answer. Does Sally support the Andrews government laws against conversion therapy? And does she support the rights of trans people to peacefully participate in public life?
Yes.
Yes. Now, the other part is, now you don't have to answer on this because perhaps I will. What do you think of your colleague Rowan Leppert's views on these issues? It's a democracy?
Well, I actually think that comments or a question that Rohan raised in a private discussion have been taken out of context. Okay. I know him to be a very caring person and somebody who is a champion for equality and for people who are disadvantaged and for creating safe and welcoming environments. So I did see some of what happened last weekend, and I think that it was perhaps based on a misconception.
Perhaps that's why independent media is so important.
Yes.
Rather than media that perhaps has an agenda. You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9. Jill from Pasco Vale.
$50. Thank you very much.
And a family membership, Jill. Thank you. That is a great, great outcome. Tass.
Macca.
Who we got here? We've got Sally here.
Of course we have Sally here.
Sally Von Kapp. So if you actually want to unlock the vault, you donate $40 or more, or renew or join as a new member to go into the draw to win one of 78 keys which could unlock the vault. And you'll get invited to our VIP Radiothon party held on the rooftop of the Pride Centre, where each show there is a key. So when you donate during a show, you go into the draw to win a key. You could win, if you get the key, two Economy Return Plus tickets. And that's actually Economy Plus is like premium economy.
Oh.
To San Francisco with United Airlines. There's $5,000 worth of cosmetic procedures thanks to the Derm Lab. Tass is stroking his chin like me, thinking...
I'm so hopeful I might get it.
This could be right. A 12-month Cinema Nova gold pass for two people, thanks to Cinema Nova. Just think about it. You can go to the movies for 12 months, you and someone else. So you could take lots of people at different times. Mm. You could even go there for a nap. Two cruise cabins for eight people on P&O Cruises, and that's in December 2022, thanks to P&O Cruises. And a Scooterama Honda Dio motorcycle scooter, thanks to Poof Toof. Actually, I reckon I could see you on a motorcycle scooter, Sel.
I would love that.
You love the electric ones, don't you?
When I was here last, Tass said he was going to jump on those electric scooters. I wonder if he's done it.
Yeah.
I hate to report that I haven't yet worked up the courage. look, I'm aware of the statistics of people my age plus and accidents, and so yes. I'm just taking my time.
It wouldn't be
fair enough.
I'm doing a few more squat exercises just to build up my strength and capacity.
Oh, can I have another donation, please?
Can we? Is that a bad picture, Macca?
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, look.
We've had another donation, Macca. Graham of Brunswick has just signed up their membership and says, love yous all and come on the D's, and has donated
$750. Wow. So thank you, Graham. That is really, really wonderful of you and very generous. Thank you. Every single dollar makes a difference, because you know what? It costs $2.10 a minute to keep us on air. It's already cost $60 to have us here, right? So, or 60.
So while we've got the mayor here, Macca,
yeah.
Shall we turn our attention back to the mayor?
Yes.
Hey, Sally, I've been meaning to ask you about Moomba. What were your reflections on this year's Moomba?
Well, it demonstrated the pent-up demand for people to come in really enjoy themselves in that carnival atmosphere, to appreciate classic things like the Birdman Rally, which is more flopping than flying, as you know, the parade.
That's a great line, actually, more flopping than flying.
It is. The parade, the water skiing, BMX championships, all sorts of fun, crazy, wacky things. And the best part was to see so many people with smiles on their faces enjoying themselves. And we had a record crowd this year. 1.44 million people came
into the
city.
Is that true? A record
crowd from Friday night to Monday night. And we are thrilled because, of course, that has multiple benefits right across the city. But as I said, just to see so many people having a good time and enjoying themselves again was heartwarming from our perspective.
You know what Moomba means?
Let's not go there. Let's stick with the questions.
Okay. Look, you've just had a bit of feedback, Sally.
Yes.
About a comment that you made, which presented some inaccurate information, and I'm sure you'll take that offline and deal with it.
Yeah,
I will.
Thank you very much, Jason, from the VPL. Much appreciated. Now, the other thing that I'm particularly keen to hear about is the zip line. Are there any developments on the zip line?
Well, we are definitely working towards a return of that fantastic feature. But yesterday we did have some fun. Did anybody else do April Fool's jokes yesterday?
We made an announcement
about a new feature for winter, which was a big water slide into the Yarra. And it has been one of our most popular posts ever. A lot of very disappointed kids out there that contacted me with excitement about the thought of jumping from a water slide into the Yarra. Unfortunately, it was an April Fool's joke, but it spurred a lot of fun conversations and ideas flooding into town.
I got sucked in yesterday as well, actually. Somebody called me and said, do you know the Rolling Stones are coming out? And I said, oh, wow, I'd love to see the Rolling Stones. They're doing a reconnaissance performance at Kooyong. And I thought, that would be fantastic. I'm in for that. Sucked in. April Fools.
It's good to have a little bit of fun still.
It is.
Yeah.
There was some very funny ones, you know, that go out there and, you know, people read them and they don't realise if it's before noon, it's actually an April Fool's joke. You know, so whereas after, if you actually make it after midday, it's not an April Fool's joke. Did you know that?
I did not. Yeah. I'm so glad you clarified that technicality.
Thanks, Macca. Sally, you've had some more feedback. Mel Smith says, you're one of the best female leaders this city has ever had.
Thanks, Mel.
That's nice, isn't it?
And what an honour it is for me to be able to lead the city. And we've had just such a tough time, of course, during the pandemic period. But we are coming back in force.
Yeah.
And it is impressive. We're in bounce back 6.5, because I include that 6.5. Omicron fog in January. And just to see the numbers of people, as Paul said, we're giving everyone lots of reasons to come back to the CBD. And they are taking them up with gusto.
Hey, what do you think about the new contemporary art gallery development?
Absolutely fantastic. $1.6 billion being invested into that precinct, which really does put us, I think we're already on the world stage in so many ways, that precinct, but it's going to take it to the next level. And just last week, we went to the launch of a big new private development in South Bank by Bueller, which is the tallest vertical garden in the world.
Wow.
These skyscrapers. You know the building, actually, that BMW site on City Road. Yeah, They've bought the block. Yeah. And they are encouraged by the state government making that massive investment, gives them the confidence to make a massive investment. And they've attracted the Centre Pompidou to take space in that building. So they're really adding to the culture in that precinct as well. So all of these big investments, and I'll keep saying it like Green Line, they really create confidence, and then that momentum brings more investment, and it's absolutely fantastic to see. But we should be so proud of the Melbourne Arts Precinct and what it's going to be, what it is now and what it's going to be. Absolutely sensational.
I didn't know about this development. It sounds fantastic.
Mm.
The other thing that's exciting me, if I can say, Macca, is all these new train stations. I was driving down Domain the other day and the sheds come down and these green poles have appeared where the new roof is going. That's pretty exciting.
It's actually, it is an underground rail project, but it's sort of gone underground in terms of attention. But now that the sheds come away, I've had so many inquiries this week saying, is the station about to open? Not quite.
No, it's 3 years
still
to go.
On track for 2024-25. But nonetheless, I think people can really see through that progress is being made, and it is. We've just recently done a tour of the State Library station. It's looking incredible. There's a big public tour of the new Arden station coming up, and tickets sold out
gone.
And
couldn't get in. I actually went online to get some and I couldn't get them.
Yeah, so people are fascinated. And you go down 12 levels to see these magnificent stations. So it really is a feat. And I think, again, another big project that we can all look forward to. But that city shaping, that moves an extra 500,000 people each month, and I think that's pretty impressive.
And each time I walk past the sheds in the CBD around Fed Square and the old Collins Street Square, I wonder when they're going to come down, but there's something fascinating about them.
What's happening in there?
Well, you walk past and you know, there's a big door and there's people standing around keeping guard
trucks.
And there's trucks coming and going and you're not really sure, but I'd love a tour of one of those.
Mm. Well, it's a mammoth project and, of course, it is a state government project. So I'm commenting on it as an admirer of what it's going to deliver for our city and the work that's underway.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.